PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
Hello, you golfing legends, and welcome back to another episode of the original Off Course. I'm your host, Dan Edwards, and joining me this week, once again, from Cobra Puma Golf, the man's name is the Little Rat, but we kind of know him as Jose Miraflor. Absolutely fantastic to have you back on the show, buddy. How are you?
It's great. I'm great. It's great to see you, Dan.
Great
to be back on the show. I love your Hackers cap sign back there, and to make sure I represent my boys, we have our Paradise Trophy here from 2023. But you definitely, you look great, man. The cold weather suits you.
Yeah, well, it certainly helps my complexion go from white to whiter, so that's great. You know, the sick part is, this is actually, I just rearranged a couple of things in the background, and I've had this. This is from 2019 when I got to come out and play with you guys. Hag Point, super fun time. Went pretty well for my team that year, but long story short, we got this really cool thing that I decided to put up just above my homage to the king himself. So really funny that you show up in video today rocking that gigantic trophy. But you know, I think that's part of the fun of the Morgan Cup. I really been thinking about 2025 as like really looking back at the history of the game for me. You know, some of the past 5 to 10 years on THP and the things I've got to enjoy and go experience, and not to mention missing a couple parts of my golf game that were along for those rides. So yeah, it's fun to see some of the memories flood back, and to do it with you is actually pretty special.
Yeah, the Hag Point match was pretty great. It was an awesome course, a hidden gem, I would say, right? When anytime you have to take a ferry across and there are no cars on the island, it's going to be a fun event. You're there to do one thing, and that's be competitive in golf. And boy, did you guys take it to us that year. That was an official drumming we took from you and the Hackers team that year. But I think since then, you haven't been back, and we've been having the way with it until this just last year, which, you know, there's a matching trophy to this downstairs in Yagley's office, his version of it. And we haven't walked around the office with it, but, you know, I'm sure every once in a while I'll get into his office and he has it right on his desk for me to see. And it doesn't normally sit there, but he knew I was coming, so he'll put it out. It's so
fun. I'm just glad the pep talks finally paid off in 2024. He finally listened to a couple of the things I had to say from the sidelines over here.
Yeah, you're one of the winning caps, right? They got to listen to you.
So I'll tell you what, though. You guys have your hands full this year going to Victoria National, which is an absolute bear of a golf course. So I need to know, Hose, before we really get into the meat of the episode, how's your game?
My game's actually working its way back, you know, with my hip all healed now and, you know, getting back into working out and getting back fit. I would say my game is trending downward in handicap, which isn't good. You know, I want to hang on to strokes if I can. If I have to meet up against you, I'd like to have all the diapers I could have to make sure I walk away with the win. But yeah, it's coming back. And, you know, the new product line, I've been able to fit myself, or actually our fitters have been fitting me into some really cool, unique fits that have been really helping my game.
Yeah, some pretty big pieces added to the puzzle this year, especially in terms of making finite changes to the big stick, if you will. And we will talk about that. But yeah, I'm very excited to see how it goes for you guys. There are, I believe, a few more spots left to get in this event. So if you are curious about the Morgan Cup, definitely go to the hackersparadise.com and check it out. It's a crazy event that has a super fun history filled with love and subtle hate and happiness and madness and, you know, everything you could ask for, including a whole bag of equipment and some pretty crazy golf courses.
If somebody had a wild hair, they could create the show, you know, leading up to it, making the guys all live in a house. Would you imagine that, kind of like the UFC thing, making us all live in a house, practicing, leading up to it? That would be an incredible show. And I got to say, most of the guys who compete are pretty fun individuals and a lot of different personalities that would be great for TV, I think.
I think it'd be crazy. Well, I do appreciate you taking the time, especially this time of year, because you have PGA show upcoming or has passed, depending on when this actually goes live. So that's awesome. But you also have a lot of new product coming out and some new faces on tour staff. What is the buzz going around the office right now about?
Well, you know, just yesterday we had Max Homa in-house. He came to our town hall. He spent an hour on the floor talking to everybody about why Cobra, why Puma, and he just dazzled everybody. You guys have to know that personality that you see on TV, the happy-go-lucky guy, is the same guy behind the TV scenes as well. One of the nicest, most intellectually great people to talk to about himself or his game. He speaks about what he loved about Cobra, the service, the tour team that just nonstop thinks about our players. So kudos to Ben Showman and Siobhan Howard and of course, Matthew Pins, who helped Siobhan out on the apparel side. They have the reputation on tour to being the best at treating players. There would never be a day that we allow Ricky to leave. We just re-signed Ricky for another few years, extended his contract. If Ricky were to leave, I have a feeling he would pay Ben out of his own pocket to go with him. That's how much there's love there between those two people. So, like I said, you know, Max was here. He treated to the company to some great time with him. He came out to a dinner last night with one of our largest accounts, actually got into a contest with some folks, hit balls, and then he, you know, talked shit about their games behind their while they're swinging. It was an incredible night for Max. And you know what? He fits into our family so well. I met him first in August of this year. He was testing the brand new driver. He was actually the first to test the new Future Fit 33 system and the new drivers. And he was so amazed. He left with one, right? And then come to know he was really starting to think about us as one of his final companies. We started working on irons with him, and we ended up making him a set of 3D printed muscle backs. Think about what he's asking for, right? He wanted a little tidbit of thinner top line. He wanted a little bit more offset in our muscle backs than we currently have. If you go to tooling on that, it takes about 8 weeks to make those tools, and rather expensive to just make one set. But with our new technology and 3D printing, the engineers just modified the CAD, sent it to our 3D printing house. And a few weeks later, he had a set of irons, one-off irons in his hands that he just totally has fallen in love with. He spoke to me. We were at the shoot. He was hitting irons. I was asking about the irons and what he thought about them. And he literally said, you know, I've been with the other company for 19 years, and it was a great run. Their products are great, but I've truly never felt an iron go through the turf the way your muscle backs do. I'm so stoked to be hitting these irons, and I'm really happy to be part of this family. And we share the same sentiment, Brack Adam, right? He's going to be a great spokesperson for our brands.
Yeah, he's in an interesting place because he has popularity both on and off tour. His social media is absolutely hilarious, especially when people ask him what he thinks of their swing, and he, you know, says what he says, and everyone has a good laugh because, you know, it's all in fun. And of course, I'm curious as he gets over there. You mentioned the heckling. I would hope for nothing less than, you know, the opportunity to hear him have an opinion about a fairly impressive little rat swing. I would love to hear the honest feedback there, but we may never know, truth be told,
you know,
new hip or not.
I thought about subjecting myself to that type of abuse, but you know, you asked me how my game's coming along. It's not where I'd want him to rip me apart, that's for sure, but that would be fun just to hear what he has to say. He'd probably say something like, man, I've seen better swings in a park, and show some kid on a swing going like this. I think that would be the ultimate rip, and I would just sit there dying laughing, right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we had a thread on THP. Someone had started there were rumors, as there always are rumors, and then he was found down at the Century, I think, doing some kind of on-location discussion and had some Cobra clubs in the bag. I think he was wearing some Lululemon. So, you know, the cat was sort of out of the bag, intentionally or not, but obviously nothing like openly stated. And I think collectively everyone was really pleased at the idea that he would fit in well with your brand. Is that Is that a big deal for you guys? I'm assuming you want someone who represents well, but I have to think personality is in a lot of ways just as important as the very tippity top of the leaderboard.
You know, that's a great point, Dan. You know, back when I first started with the company 13 years ago, one of the first things I learned from our boss, our president at the time, now who's the president of all Puma North America, Bob Fillion, and Bob always said, you know what, we're not here to own the tour count. We're not here to have the most players. We're here to get the players that cut through the clutter, right? And then at the time, Ricky, Lexi, two of the youngest players that really stood out there for us. And through the years, we've been very choosy about who's come on board, good and bad, right? Some of them could be polarizing at times, but the people that I think end up staying with us are the ones that really do that. Cut through the clutter, have a personality, a mindset that's very joyful, because that's what our brand is about, right? You've been to our offices, it says enjoy golf on the wall. That's the way we feel as we come to the office every day. And truly the way this gentleman acts, he fits in great with Ricky and Gary. They're really good friends. Lexi, you know, we have lots of images and videos of them at the photo shoots, all being around each other, laughing, smiling, trying to hit targets that are not normal targets. And it was fun to watch them do that. You know, he fits right in with our group.
I really hope we get to see a lot more of that this year. It's, I'll be honest with you, Jose, it's been a challenging couple of years to watch tour golf. They're the emotion, the reason for a casual golfer to watch it has diminished a little bit with the changes that have been made. The sort of polarizing focus on some things that I don't personally care about. I don't want to say it's ruined it, but it's made it more challenging. So to see these guys have personality and really draw us in with their joy of the game that we love, I think is going to play a pretty pivotal role. And I'm excited for a company like Cobra who can take advantage of that by really leveraging that good vibe and getting people not just playing golf, but playing your clubs, which I think are worth hitting.
Especially this year, if you don't pick up a Cobra club this year, you could be missing out on some of the best products that have ever been launched in this game. And I could say that every year, but honestly, this year is one of those years where I have some real good feels about like what we're going to be able to accomplish and how good the products are performing. Because we've had a chance to, you know, touch at least 250, 300 golfers already. Our tour staff, both in the U.S. and on DP World Tour, seem to be really happy. And, you know, we have retail partners that have been pre-selling our products. I mean, they don't go on to market till tomorrow, but I'm happy to tell you that most of our partners out there are 25 to 50% up over last year in already sold product. And so we're excited.
That's awesome. I'd love to hear from a tour perspective how they are reacting to this new product, because I've had you on, I've had Mike on the show. We've talked a lot about new product over the last couple of months. There is even more stuff that is on the shelf now or coming to the shelf with these crazy adapter systems, these beautiful drivers that are out. I believe some new looking other products that may come, but maybe, you know, that, It there has to be a wave of excitement, and I'd really like to hear from the tour side how not only how quickly have they responded to it, but how quickly have they adopted it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fair to say that all of our players are in DS Adapt medals right now, maybe with the exception of Lexi, because she's not playing competitively as much, but she has a couple drivers in her garage that she's testing and working into. You know, she's one of the few that we can actually get her to hit it past her comfort level. She loves to have spin around 2,600. You know, for somebody who has 180 ball speed can get to 285 yards down range easily. You know, we could give her to 295 if we just reduce the spin to 2,400. She doesn't necessarily like that. She likes to see the small rise in the ball. For her, that means control. So that's where Lexi's coming from, and we're trying to get her a driver that she completely falls in love with. But Gary Woodland and Ricky Fowler, Gary is settled into an LS driver. He loves the speed. He loves the control of it. Ricky's using the X driver, I think, as you guys know, and he has a new swing that he's trying to make. So Ricky's thoughts this year are he wants to hit more of a draw he'll call it a hook even. He goes, I just want to make it go left. And if I needed to hold that off, I'll hold it off. So he's looking for a driver that goes more left. And, you know, for an LS driver, which is fade bias, that was a little difficult with us, for us. But, you know, we have stuff in the make for him, in the makes. We have a couple things on the stove that we're cooking. But in the meantime, he's fallen in love with an X model, which does go straight out and turn left for him, which is what he's looking for. And then, of course, there's brand new Max, right? Max is somebody who likes to draw the ball as well. And he hit some long drives in Hawaii last week. And he's very happy with his LS. And, you know, he puts a move on the ball that is so smooth, yet it goes so fast out there. It's pretty cool to watch. All of our staffers were able to be fit into a setting that works for them, maybe two, maybe three settings max. So for all of you out there who think Future Fit 33 may be too much for you, really, when you ask anybody who fits, or if anybody who's fit themselves or gotten fitted, it only takes about two or three settings. It doesn't matter which company you're looking into, a Hosel setting to do that. But wouldn't it be better to have 33 options to choose from to finer tune your fit than just eight? And that's where we were before, right? We've been able to decouple loft and lie, and that has been really popular for the players. Ricky loves the height he's hitting it. He just wants it to go more left. You don't need to change the loft with the Future Fit 33 system. We just change the lie angle, giving him more left bias. So that's how easy it's been us to be able to suit these guys and gals, is because for the first time, we can change one thing and not both at the same time.
You know, I think the most remarkable thing, one of the most remarkable things about golfers is their inability to use common sense, like most of the time. It's either, you can't really, it doesn't seem like towing the line is a very common thing. It's very polarizing. Like I want a glued head versus I want every setting under the sun on my driver. And Jose, I've been a long time set and forget kind of guy. I don't do well with change on the fly, I don't think, for my driver. I prefer to see a specific setup and then try to hit with that setup. And it's not that I can't change it. It's just that I don't like changing it while I'm going along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I'm also...
You're not alone.
I was going
to
say.
A lot of players are like that, right? Once they get to their setting, do you really need to change ever again? No. But wasn't it great that you had the settings to finely tune to where you got? That's the important thing about Future Fit 33. Do you have the ability to go from one center up, down, more right, or more left? Not everybody gets that. Not everybody understands that most fitting systems only give you one direction, don't give you the full directional change. And that's the beauty of Future Fit 33 that Yagley and the team has brought to the table. We're now able to adjust a golfer's directional ball flight in any direction that he or she may need. That's a huge benefit.
So that was the point I was going to make as a follow-up to that, is as much as I'm a set and forget kind of guy, I am also a firm believer in as many options as possible to get there. I don't feel like I should have to bend my driver to get to a setting I need. And I feel the same way about driver heads. If a company were to release eight of them, eight driver heads, it wouldn't bother me at all, because we all get options. That gets me closer to fitting the head that I absolutely will play the best, rather than having to accommodate for very subtle changes between, let's say, two heads in a lineup, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
So Future Fit for me is a really exciting thing. And it's not to say that I think that Cobra was lacking in the past, but this is a clear, I would definitely say, market leader in options. I haven't hit it yet, so I can't really say much more than that, but it seems like there's an outrageously good number of options for golfers. What I'd love to hear from your angle is, you've had this in players' hands. You've seen them interact with it. How positive has that change been to allow them all these different settings?
Well, we just had a summit here in Carlsbad when one of the larger retailers brought 350 of their associates here. I just spent, and maybe that's why my voice is a little fried and I'm a little dazed today, 3 days in a row presenting to all of these individuals four times a day, saying the same thing, and then going on the range with them to let them learn about it. And I'll tell you, it's been, I don't want to say game changing, but eye opening for most of them when they actually get to put it in to play and put it into motion. Whether it's your driver, your fairway, or your hybrid, they've all said, I got to rethink the way my bag is set up. This is so cool. We had guys who were getting to hit other products on the other side of the range or going to another OEM headquarters to hit products. And they've all come back and said, your driver is among the fastest and we're using range balls with your driver right here. We got a couple of real balls out there that we would bring for the fastest hitters. And I got to tell you, they picked up another 4 miles per hour ball speed off of using a real golf ball versus a range ball. So we had a lot of peak speeds, peak distances hit this week. But most of all, a lot of people saying it was real easy to use and dialed in or eliminated their miss, which is what the big thing that this is about, right? If you show us your miss, we're going to show you perfect on you. And it's been delivering easily for most of these golfers.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the application you can use to get that fit for yourself. Now, I watched a video, made it pretty clear how to use it. It looks pretty. It's like a nice little geometric shape with a whole bunch of little dots on it. And all it seems like all you have to do once you've and we'll get to this other part. Once you've watched your ball flight is you select that direction and path in the fitting app and it immediately spits out a setting to try. Is that accurate? Yeah,
that's so accurate. Like if I were to hold up this like simple thing, this is the 33 settings, if you will, right? And what we do is we have the driver set up in A1, let everybody hit some shots with it. And we don't even tell them about this. Then we hold this up to the golfer and say, okay, on this ball flight chart, if A1 is perfect, point where you think your ball flight goes, right? And if they were to say, I think my ball flight goes here, right? Once they say I'm in this quadrant, I hit myself a high fade. We now eliminate everything else and we go to the opposite quadrant here. And they're just trying the settings down here. Two or three of these little settings will take this high right miss and bring it back to A1. And that's what it's all about. The simplicity of it is because it's a true center that can go in any direction. Once you show us where your miss is, we go to the opposite side of this card and try that setting first. And more often than not, they need to make one more tweak off out of that and they're fit into a perfect setting. And this is a left-handed one. I know many of you may be looking at saying, man, Jose is holding up a left-handed. Does he even know that's left-handed? Yes, I do know. The beauty of the way we did our charts is this year, whether you're right-handed or left-handed, the numbers appear on the same thing, on the same piece of the chart. So all we need to discuss is from where you hit it, do you want to hit it higher, lower, more right, or more left? And we're going to be able to have a dot system matches your game. And once you get that figured out, it's going to be close to the same thing, probably in your fairway and in your hybrid. And what I really love about it, Dan, and you, I think you'd be a big proponent of this, you know, there's not a lot of talk about dialing in your long game as there could be. I think most people would agree if you hit a hybrid versus your iron you're replacing, the hybrid goes more left. Well, for the first time, you could take a hybrid ball flight and make it fade more if you wanted to. Bring your ball flight in your hybrid, which replaces that long iron, to a trajectory that matches your irons into a green. And now you can really dial in your distance and your ball flight trajectory to match what you wanted to.
Well, I'll tell you what, I looked at the chart you just showed everyone, which I think is really interesting. And for those who are listening along, there's tons of good information on THP already. So go check out the homepage articles or check out the conversation going on the forum. Or really just go to CobraGolf.com and click on the custom fitting tab. You'll learn an awful lot. But, you know, I'm just wrapping up the Christmas season here and we built a lot of Legos in my house. All right. And I'm looking at Future Fit 33. And when you put that chart up in front of me, that's like me looking at this bag full of Lego pieces and trying to fit it together without using the instructions. Obviously, it's going to be a lot harder, right? So I've been teaching my 9-year-old like, hey, follow step by step the instructions and it's going to work really well the first time. rather than get really cranky and watching your dad hurt his fingers trying to pull little pieces apart. I guess that'd be like hitting balls out of bounds or something like that to really hammer down the analogy. But, you know, I look at this application, it's like, well, how can we make this as easy as possible for people to apply it? And you guys put a code on your driver that people can grab their phones and hit the button, and it immediately takes them where they need to learn and apply this system. So it's like Lego's not holding my hand while I build it, right? And you guys shouldn't have to hold someone's hand, but it's there if you want it and you really need to apply it.
It's there for everyone, actually, right? If a fitter gets caught off guard, doesn't have his or her charts on the range and they're with friends, you can just use the QR code on the driver, download the app. It brings you to either the sheets, like the one I showed you. There's a righty sheet, there's a lefty sheet, there's even a right-handed sleeve into a left-handed head sheet, but that's the way our fitting systems go out, right? So the fitters need to have that. But it also has the interactive fitting. To your point, there is a sheet in the system where on your phone, it's blank. There are just dots. Imagine all of these things as just dots and no numbers, because the numbers can scare people, to be honest, right? But all you need to do is touch the dot that corresponds to your ball flight, and it will, to your point, give you recommendation settings to try and darken all the other settings so that you don't get confused. You're just going to be led down the path of what's the right setting. And then you just need to ask yourself, how does the setting look? Does it need to go more up, more left, more right, or more down? And you just move to the next dot closest to that setting. And you're probably going to be done within 2-3 settings max with a fit that's going to suit your game day in and day out. Whether you're on a day you're on, it's going to be helping you. On a day you're off, it's going to guard against that miss hit that you've been trying to guard against. So for me, when I got fit, the guys quickly, you know, as you know, Dan, you and I played together, my miss could be a low hook. Well, they quickly took that away from me and put me into the B6, which is the high fade quadrant, added a little bit of loft, kept the spin up on my driver, and made it flatter by 1.4 degrees. And now I don't have that shot very much. When I hit it on the toe and it should cross the line, it draws a lot softer because we've tilted the spin axis for me. And it's that simple. And I just can't hammer enough for your team out there, for your listeners, your followers, that you got to try the system. If you don't this year, you could be missing out on some of the tightest drives that you could ever hit that give you confidence to swing even harder, right? If you're not missing it much, you'll try and swing harder, I guarantee.
Yeah, I follow your Instagram. I see Yags pump you up on there a couple of videos. I know what's going on. What I think is really interesting that you nailed down is that you're working against the shot shape that people say they have to get more neutral or centralized, I guess, in your flight pattern. So it's not necessarily that as soon as a player puts it, unless they're piping it dead down the middle, and they want to make really subtle changes. In a lot of cases, the fittings won't take much longer because you're effectively neutralizing three quadrants and focusing on one. Is that right?
Yeah, they actually go faster. I've been traveling around the world training media on this and working with social media people and fitters and buyers. And one of the things that we've been talking about is we're actually getting to a fit faster. And when you think about people who go to a fit and they may pay, you know, $100 to $300 for a fit, if your fit's done in 10 minutes, is it still worth your $300? Or do you need to have a length of time to feel like you've gotten the experience that you need? Because Future Fit is getting you there faster.
That's something that's really attached onto my mind is like you get into a smaller window. So when people say, oh, there are 33 options, I'm like, yeah, but there might be 5 for you. So just because it doesn't have this myriad of options that you think you might be able to apply, in reality, the number for each golfer is actually quite small. It's just a matter of finding that right quadrant and then really nailing down. To your point, you talked about Lexi wanting to get that little rise. So she's in a very specific quadrant for that. So that's pretty interesting to me. I want to hear more about how you're engaging with the folks who are on the ground working this story for you. at demo days, at golf courses that that sell your product, this has to be a critical juncture for you to get the right story out on Future Fit, right?
Yeah. If you ask the stranger that lives in my house, otherwise known as my wife, she'll tell you that in Q4, I was barely home. I've been evangelizing buyers, retailers, consumers, media people all over the world. And now here we are, January. We'll probably be at the PGA show when this thing comes out. I'll be in Orlando. Our whole team, my whole team, knows that January, February, and March, we're going to be on the road evangelizing, teaching people about how simple Future Fit 33 is to use and how effective it is at getting people's drives dialed in faster and easier than ever before. That's not easy to just tell somebody. They just don't believe you. But when they experience it for the first time on themselves, they have a big epiphany. It's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize how really easy this thing is going to be to use. I can't wait to use it to fit my friends or my customers, right? And that's what we have to do, right? We literally got to get people to try it. When I walk into an account and I say, how many of you guys tried the new driver? They'll raise their hands. Yes, I've tried it. How many of you use the Future Fit system to try and fit yourself? Half of them go up, not all of them. And that's when, you know, I ask them, why haven't you tried it? I'm not sure how to use it. And I bring up the app. I tell them what's going on, how to read the app, how to read the numbers. And they feel kind of silly actually by saying, oh, gosh, I'm not that dumb. This is real easy to figure out. I wish, you know, where have you been, hoes? You should have told me sooner. So short of cloning myself and my, you know, kudos to the team out here outside my office. I was just downstairs filming a video on how to use Future Fit and how to pick the right driver. So we're really working hard to make it easy, whether you go onto YouTube or our website or social media, when somebody else is talking about it, we're really trying to make it easy for everybody to understand.
Yeah, I would assume that is the interesting part when you get to these fitters and they're fearful of a new system because they've really dialed down the last one. And then they try it. And based on your feedback, this is my perspective, that based on your feedback, they realize this is actually simplifying their experience despite there being additional options. That aha moment is one of my favorite things to read about in golf. When someone comes on the THP forums and says, I found something crazy about my game, let me tell you about it. I found something crazy about this product, let me tell you about it. I feel like we're going to see a lot of that with Future Fit 33, especially in the Adapt threads, where people will come in and say, you will not believe what happened. Everyone's like, yeah, we kind of do.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, you know, I think maybe that's a part of the problem, is that golfers are such creatures of habit, and that's, you know, getting it in their hands and getting it applied is one of the more challenging things. And that's why I was so curious about Greengrass for you guys, because I mean, that really is where people win and lose at the more localized level. You have a guy who believes in your product, suddenly all of his friends have to hear about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and that's why we have staffers all over the United States that are our evangelists when we're not around. They're the person at their club, at their driving range, at their course, that is the person that is the Cobra person, and that person needs to understand how it works. So we've invested heavily on contacting them. All of our staffers right about now are receiving a brand newly built driver because they can't use a new head on their old shaft. You have to have the new coupling system. So we're sending all of them a nice surprise for the new year, a brand new driver, a shaft and a grip. And, you know, they get to tinker with it and see how well it adapts to their game, right? So I think this is going to be a really fun year for us to introduce a brand new technology that everybody seems to be embracing. Well, maybe not everybody. We have a couple of people that have not kept an open mind about it, clearly, right? But that's unfortunate for him.
Well, whatever. When you finish your opinion with, I haven't really tried it yet, it's a pretty evident perspective on, you know, how invested you are in actually experiencing it versus having that, you know, just as I mentioned previously, being creatures of habit. I'll tell you what, man, I've really enjoyed two of the three pieces of show and tell you brought today.
you should enjoy all three. This is just a memory of the battle that we always have and we always smile about. And, you know, whether you're a hacker or a Paradise team member, you're a THP member and I love you. You guys know that. I'm here for you. And I love this continued support that we get from the family.
I love it when you guys come out with crazy new product and we get to talk about it. It's an adventure for me. So
should we do some teasing on some of the stuff that's coming out that they may want to know?
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to do before we wrap up is you have PGA Show coming up, which is always a pretty big time of year for you. You mentioned the amount of time you'll be away from the wife, which I don't know if it's a good thing for her or not, but this is an exciting time of year. What's the PGA Show normally like for you, and how does 2025 feel?
You can imagine that the PGA Show, my calendar is pretty booked. You know, whether we're talking to accounts that are coming to visit us, showing them the products, our marketing team shows them the marketing behind it. We talk about the nice in-store activities we can be doing together. So it's filled with that. I'm also, you know, inundated with the Golf Channel and all the other media people that may want to talk with me. And thank goodness we have Mike Yagley there, Caitlin Farley from my team, Chad Dehart from my team. Everybody's there to split the media up and be able to handle them. But the show for us is the greatest show and tell ever. We own the demo day. We have music. We have cocktails. We have the best products. We have fitting tents for our top people that come in. We have Kyle Berkshire come out and wow everybody with, you know, 300-yard two irons and 450-yard drives down the range. You know, we have other ambassadors like Lexi that'll come out. Blair co-hosts with me on the range. And then we go inside and we have happy hours every night. We invite our key ambassadors to come, our staffers, as well as anybody in the golf business to just come and enjoy the Cobra Puma vibe. And Wednesday night is a happy hour at Cobra booth and Thursday night's a happy hour at the Puma booth. Mixed in with that, of course, are these long, long dinners where you're entertaining. We call it E&E, educate and entertain. Nobody ever talks about the hangover that you have the next day, but you got to be able to handle that too, right?
Sure. Sure. What about the year for you in golf? Do you have big plans to play and get better? I know you mentioned you didn't want to get too good too early in the year, but you've got a big test coming later on in the year. You're on the men's, so you've run out of excuses. Like it's got to be like the big come up year for Hose, right?
Yeah, you know, these products, I'll tell you some of the things that we've done to my game. This is good for everybody to hear, right? Of course, I got fit into a Max K driver. I've been playing an X or an LS my entire life. The K driver for me was simple. You guys know that my miss, if I do miss, is going to be on the toe. And guess what? The K driver doesn't move very much. So I am not experiencing the big dramatic hooks when I miss it as if I were in an LS driver. So the guys fit me for there, and it's been really good. One of the best pieces of fit that I got, you guys remember the limited edition irons that we launched in June last year, 500 limited sets that we shipped out to the marketplace. And they fit me into that iron because it's the shape I want. But we actually backed off the loft by 3 degrees. I am now to the loft of a standard MB or CB iron. And that for me gives me the trajectory height because I don't create a lot of spin, right? So they wanted more trajectory to stop 5 irons on greens, but also just make sure it flies higher on those days where I'm on firm greens, right? So that's been game changing for me. That's why fitting is so important for everybody out there. You got to get fit. And now fitters are getting really good at saying, hey, you know what? Don't fit them to that standard loft. You could be 2 degrees weak. You could be 2 degrees strong. I have guys on my team that hit the ball so high, we have to put them in stronger lofts. But we're fitting into a trajectory that TrackMan, GC Quad, all of them will recommend to help you be the best that you can be. And that's been great in my game. And this year, you know, in spring, we're going to be launching some more products that I think you guys will be very interested in. There's no question that something 3D printed has to come out, right? We own 3D printing, so you'll see something there. You might see something announced about some great new grinds and wedges. You might see something about a hybrid that could capture the attention of a better player. So just because we just launched the DAP doesn't mean we're done. We got a tsunami of products that are going to help me dial in my game so that come September, at least my part will be ready. And I think the rest of the team will be ready too.
Man, that's a wave of stuff. How to react to that. I think I still need to digest adapt first before we really start leaning in some of the other stuff. But with things down the pipe, I would love to have you back on maybe middle of the year to hear how things have gone, how people are adjusting to adapt and really celebrating the potential for their game there. And honestly, you guys have my full attention with 3D printing. It sounds crazy. You've got the results to prove it. It's in your bag, and I know you don't just put anything in your bag. So that's pretty wild to me. I love it.
I mean, Dan, I mean, think about this. An iron that's the shape of a King Tour, but is more forgiving than the Tech X. More forgiving than the Adapt iron that we're just launching. Iron that's as forgiving as a game improvement iron. Who doesn't need that?
Yeah, everyone right? needs that, for the record.
I had a friend on tour, and he used to tell me, he said, you know what? You need to look at the ugliest iron that you can stand to look at and play that one. Because if you can stand to look and play it, you're going to hit more greens because it's going to be more forgiving. Well, now we can make you an iron that's good looking the way you want it, that's super forgiving. That's the new way to do it. You don't have to settle anymore for looks because you need forgiveness.
So randomly, one of my favorite clubs you guys have ever made, and I put in my bag and used aggressively for way longer than I should have, was the Speedback 4-iron.
Oh my goodness. Oh, the F9. Yes.
Yeah. So like just really, really paint the picture here. How much of that performance am I going to see in this tiny little head?
Great question. So for the longest time, you guys have seen it. And when I competed against your team in 2019, I think it was 18 or 19, I used to carry a set of player's irons until I got to the 6 and 5. And I would go for utility iron or an F9 iron or what was the iron that I really liked? I really liked the, what was the one after F9? Gosh, man, I'm losing track.
The Speed Zone.
Speed Zone. I love that Speed Zone 4-iron and 5-iron. And now I'm carrying the 3D printed 4-iron in my bag. And I'm telling you, it flies higher and is easier to hit than those other irons. But when I miss it on the toe, it's still super forgiving. So I don't have to blend my set anymore. I have the actual same iron throughout, only because it's already at that forgiveness level. It's got the lowest CGs of any iron we create. Wow. Look at that. You can't just make that by casting or forging or milling. You have to 3D print in order to get that done.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. I think it's going to be a fun year to follow along with Cobra. Future Fit 33 sounds really awesome. And I will say, I will hit it, and I will tell you what I think about it, and I'll definitely have that feedback on the THP forums. But we always have a thread for the shows we do where we talk about the content of the show, maybe see if Jose will sneak on and say a few words, maybe talk a little smack to that red team on there. But either way, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on, and good luck at the show coming up.
Thanks, pal. I wish you were coming to the show, but I'm hoping to see you live someday. And you know, one of the great things maybe we need to do is just meet somewhere and have a THP summit with you guys and my team, and you know, my work team, not my Paradise team, but the teams together, and we just create some awesome content. That'd be fun.
I love it. I'm always down to heckle you on a range. You know that.
We could do the back off challenge to each other and see if we can insult each other bad enough that somebody backs off. That'd be a fun thing to do live.
Now it's time to send it over to Don Brown for this week's Shaft Education, brought to you by True Temper.
Hey, everybody. Don Brown answering another one of your questions this week. Got a couple variations of this question, but it comes down to how can shaft flex affect launch and spin more or less than a driver head? And it's true. There are a lot of things that go into launch and spin of the golf ball, and it all works as a system. The golf ball, the driver head, the loft of said driver head, the CG of the driver head, and the shaft. The shaft's not going to revolutionize your launch and spin. If you need to get 1200 RPM up or down or 5 degrees up or down, you're not going to get that from the shaft. Hell, you're probably not even going to get that from the head. That's probably a lesson. Spin's really going to come down to, we can get you about 500 RPM on spin, half a degree to a degree of launch. But shaft is really about fine tuning that driver. If you need a drastic change, you're really looking at a change to your whole system or perhaps your whole swing.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.